President, ladies and gentlemen, ambassadors, dear delegates, I wish to congratulate you and express our best wishes for you for the next year. President, at the outset, I wish to extend our congratulations to you and to Italy for assuming the first presidency of the conference in its 2025 session. Be assured of our support to your efforts in order to serve the agenda of the CD. I wish also to extend Algeria's support for the statement delivered by the representative of Colombia on behalf of G21. President, this CD session coincides with Algeria's presidency of the Security Council in January as a non-permanent member of the Council in 2024-2025. Algeria will spare no efforts in order to reinforce the ideals and values of dialogue, cooperation, and coexistence, values on the basis of which the UN was established, and for the purpose of protecting peace and security globally, and to contribute to putting an end to armed conflicts peacefully. We urge international actors to work in order to usher in multilateralism to govern international issues, and also to use peaceful means and use negotiations in order to sort out conflicts. Algeria welcomes the new agenda for peace for 2023, which was tabled by the Secretary General of the UN. This agenda should be based on and its priorities with regards to disarmament. We underscore as well the need to enshrine the recommendations stipulated on the future summit pact on the issue, particularly of disarmament. We call for providing the necessary means to make a success of the SSOD on disarmament. The international community should work speedily in order to overcome the ongoing deadlock. President, Algeria supports the revitalization of the mandate of the CD and is looking forward to double down the efforts in order to revitalize the work of this negotiating forum in order to preserve its credibility. This will be done by revitalizing the work and in order to start negotiations while focusing on disarmament, given its priority, while ensuring participation of observers in the work of the conference in order to ensure the principle of comprehensive nature of our work. President, Algeria has always been present in turning points in issues related to nuclear disarmament. Starting with its assumption of the presidency of Disarmament Committee in 1979, as well as assuming a number of responsibilities over the years, it aimed to contribute positively in our collective efforts in the field of disarmament. These contributions reflect Algeria's steadfast commitment to reinforcement of international peace and security, as well as its firm belief that nuclear disarmament, which is a main priority for us, like the majority of other members of the CD and the international community as a whole. This is the only way out for humanity from the threat of these fatal weapons. This is also related to our experience and our suffering in the past and the present from the humanitarian environment ramifications of nuclear tests, which were conducted in Algeria during the colonial period. President, the failure of the 10th Review Conference of the NPT to adopt its outcome document is a big disappointment, given the urgent need to reach objective and tangible results that reflect the international community expectations. We hope that the next review of the NPT will be successful and we'll see more positive results. Within the framework of the work of the CD, which to say that the conclusion of official material treaty with regards to nuclear weapons and other nuclear weapon explosives will deal with stockpiles of fissile materials. We should also allow countries to enjoy the right to benefit from useful and civil uses of nuclear technology, given this has positive impact on development and progress. Algeria believes that achieving a tangible progress with regards to NSAs through it attaining a legally binding instrument is an inevitability in order to protect non-nuclear weapons against the use of these arms. With regards to outer space, which represents a special threat to international security, it is in our interests to ensure that this space will be used for peaceful purposes. As we stress the importance of the 1967 Treaty on Outer Space, we as well call for preventing placement of any arms in the outer space. We should start thinking seriously to deal with the bad impacts of new technology and AI, particularly their uses, which are in the field of military, together with laws and the need to find an international binding framework that regulate them. President, in closing, we welcome the conference consensus in its 2024 session on a draft program of work that led to the establishment of subsidiary bodies in order to discuss issues on the agenda. And we call for expediting the adoption a program of work for the current session in line with the rules of procedure so that subsidiary bodies will start work. We should also ensure that final reports of the subsidiary bodies should include recommendations that allow the conference to start negotiations related to work as soon as possible. And thank you very much for listening.